shelf life. And I asked myself about the present, how wide it was, how deep it was, how much was mine to keep. Kurt Vonnegut. I was making a movie in a suburb, in a grocery store, in a housewife's dream. I was holding a cardboard megaphone and a clipboard. Somewhere, an empty chair was waiting. The housewife had known me once, long ago, better than I had known myself. She pushed her cart down the condiment aisle, one front wheel fidgeting like an idiot prince at his birthday party. On the tasting table, Barwell's pickled beets, the color of grandfather's lung, sat untouched in their delicate paper cups. The housewife kept a list clenched tightly in her fist. If it fell and unrolled, it could reach all the way into her next marriage. The canned vegetable aisle was veined with cables and heavy plugs wrapped in black tape, like the ground at church carnivals. This was as close as the woman had been to me in years. She moved up and down the narrowing aisles while the cart filled up with children. I could almost touch her in her sleep, could almost wake her. I had memorized the script that could almost free her, but I was busy changing it. The movie would run backwards, all right. All the children disappearing, creamed corn bursting from cans and flowing back through factories and into the sun, and we would all soon begin to forget as we came out of the theater, squinting in the startling daylight, who exactly we had come here with, and which of these bright new cars was ours.